Yeomans on the sideline can clear things up as we look at C.D. Lamb on the sideline. Kyle?
Yeah, guys, this happened right in front of me. C.D. Lamb was celebrating Jonathan Mingo getting behind his defender. He was so excited, he jumped in front of an official, and the official ran over C.D. Lamb. On the sideline, that's where the penalty comes in, and he was off the sideline, he was outside of the box, and so CD's the one that's being penalized here for the Cowboys sideline infraction.
That's so good. If you didn't see the video of that, you got to check it out. CD Lamb getting run over by a referee during the Cowboys preseason game. He wasn't participating in it. He was just on the sideline.
No, he was on the sideline chilling.
Yeah, cheering on his teammates.
Got a Becky out of me.
Yeah, he got rocked. Another thing that happened from that Cowboys-Rams game this weekend, you see this, Dak Prescott, before the game, shook hands on the middle of the field with Rams owner Stan Kroenke. And you could see, you know, it's pretty easy to kind of pick up the audio. It's not great audio for us to play, but you can see it if you watch the video, hear it a little bit. He says to Stan Kroenke, "We'll meet you all in the NFC Championship."
Yeah, that was bold. But I will say this. What was that year that Dak said he would throw less than 10 interceptions or something like that?
2 years ago.
He did it.
Yeah, but it's one thing to throw less than 10 picks. It's another
thing. I'm just saying he did it.
What are you?
Cowboy Hugh?
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Like, dude trying to speak into existence. I don't believe it, but he does.
Counterpoint. Last year before the season, he said they were going to the Super Bowl.
Counterpoint, the team's not that good.
Okay, well, yeah, there you go then. There it is then.
You have got to be smoking something.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that Hugh's got a little cowboy fear there.
No, I ain't got no cowboy fear. It's just like...
I smelled it too, Joe.
I felt it.
Cowboy it's just Douglas. The man trying to speak it into existence. Now, that's hella lofty.
Very lofty.
But he did have 1 year where he threw less than 10 picks.
Yeah, but lots of quarterbacks throw less than 10 picks. The Cowboys haven't been to a title game in 30 years.
Oh, no, I'm not worried about that. And plus, if they get to they got to play the first game in the playoffs, and we know how that usually works out for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't even think they're going to get to the first game of the playoffs. But
that window might have closed for the Cowboys.
I think it's closed shut.
I'm surprised CD didn't get hurt, by the way.
They look bad.
Like
he folded it. Like his back got folded up.
He bent, I also love like how he got penalized. Yeah, he got bent. He got bent up.
Him getting the penalty for it is just the cherry on top.
I guess
too.
He was on the field.
He was on the sideline.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What was he doing, by the way? He was celebrating.
Running down the field, right?
There
right,
was a ball. The ball was in the air.
So I think. So when I watched it again, Mingo was a receiver there. He got like 5 yard separation. I think he was like calling it was going to be a touchdown.
But it looked like the ball was underthrown.
Oh, what? Because it was a duck. Everything went bad for the Cowboys. All right. Also, we enjoy when things go bad for the New York Mets. Can we hear how the weekend went? The Mets get swept in Milwaukee, including being up 5-0 yesterday and losing the game.
Kevin, man, me and you got a real problem with each other.
What happened? What'd I do? What'd you do?
Listen, I'm 54 years old.
Okay.
I grew up 7.5 minutes from Shea Stadium.
Okay.
Right? I grew up in a time when 15 years old, the Mets won the World Series. And I got every opportunity when I was in high school to beat up Yankee fans, right? So that's my claim to fame. I was a big brother. My problem with you is, why do you name your podcast after a Philadelphia Philly?
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you? He no, is a Met. He's a Met before he was a Philly.
No, he wasn't. Yes, he had his best years with the Phillies.
Let me tell you something right now.
That he had his best years with the Phillies.
Hold on a second. Bad. That is not true, okay? That's
yes,
a lie.
Look it up.
I'll look it up. It's a lie.
No, he had 200 RBI seasons with the Phillies.
That doesn't mean that was his best season. What about 1994 when he came up for 40 games and had 350?
Yeah, Evan,
that doesn't count.
He's been in the league since 1962. You couldn't come up with somebody like Craig Swan or Pat Zachary?
How dare you?
Dog years, I would have talked.
How dare you? You're
no,
a Met fan. No,
you.
How dare you? You
watch... I will never listen to that podcast until you change that name.
Well, guess what? Never listen, because it's Rico for life. You ungrateful. Yeah.
So that was...
You had to clean that one.
Yeah, that was Evan Roberts, Mets fan. Evan came on our show once before. So his podcast is named Rico Bronya for the former Met and Philly first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that fan was upset. But things are going so bad for the Mets that they're now arguing about their... hosts on sports radio's podcast.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. That sounds like a total meltdown.
It does. I love
that's
that.
That's a tough place to work.
That I love that call.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That caller brought it. How dare great. You? How dare
so
you?
Who had a worse overall weekend?
Well, I mean,
The Cowboys didn't lose important games,
they
I guess.
They didn't. So. It's the Mets. Yeah. The Mets are getting swept
That's
in every series they play.
You're having a worse weekend than the Cowboys.
Man, the Mets, they stink right now. They're up 5-0 yesterday. I think it was Friday night they got thrown out at the plate to end the game. It's just a bad, bad situation. Yeah. It's great. Phillies up 5.5. All right, 215-592-9494. We still have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League to give away.
Yeah,
indictment Hugh, on Hugh here? On.
What do you mean? Nah, it's my fault
yeah.
that nobody's guessing. I gave some awesome clues.
You made it too hard.
Worst luck. Make it hard. Mets, nobody's Cowboys, thinking. Or Hugh Douglas.
Nobody's thinking.
Yep.
I got
it. It's yours. This is from your brain. You got it. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. A few polls up today about the Phils. Number one, what's a bigger deal for the Phillies right now? Up 5.5 on the Mets or Wheeler situation? 64% voting Wheeler situation. Should the Phils shut Wheeler down until he's fully healthy? 86% on yes. And this is the big one. Should Aaron in San Diego be allowed in our fantasy football league? 83% no. That's a crushing total for Aaron. It's a big one. Hugh, did you give your vote on Aaron? Would you let him in the league?
That's a long way to go to get in the fantasy football league.
What do you mean? Oh, like for him to come here?
From LA.
You're just trying to let him down easy.
Yeah,
I'm trying to be nice. I'm working on being nicer. Because I've been told at times that I'm, not that nice. Hmm. I'm trying to work on that.
We're working on being meaner, so we'll all even ourselves
out. Joe and I are going the other way.
I'm trying to be angrier.
I guess if that's the case, we're gonna still have balance.
We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, we're going to have a little balance.
Can you recap the three clues for everyone out there?
The first one, this is a famous doctor.
Okay.
He's not from America.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Empire State University.
Empire State University.
Yes.
Oh, is that a real university?
Giving out fictional universities over here. All right, let's go to Paul in Berlin talking about Jalen Tier 2. What's up, Paul?
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Paul? Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hugh, you're trying to be nicer, but you were awfully mean and hurtful to me the other day on the social media.
Uh-oh.
Calling me an Oompa Loompa.
Oh, no.
You made a
What'd you do?
Fat joke. And I was like, you're not that tall. He was not that tall.
Okay.
But Paul, that's kind of how it works. You take a shot at me, and then I take a shot back.
Did you call him an Oompa Loompa or just short?
Well, I called him Oompa Loompa.
Oh, okay.
I was specific.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, go ahead, Paul.
I mean, I might be in the lollipop guild, but whatever. First off, I would love to be in the league. There's no way you should let Aaron in the league. I give you guys free tickets to comedy shows. You get free anything, any shows I'm doing. So that's one plus.
Oh, we get some benefits out of this. We get some free tickets to comedy shows.
Yeah, but you got to still win, man. You can't. We just can't be, we can't just,
It's a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, not everyone can buy Hugh like Cowboy Jim.
If that was the case, an hour would go by. He'd give away 10 spots. We only have 8 to give away.
Well, you were. I think it's because he thinks I can't reach the table, but I will bring a stool.
Okay.
I absolutely love social media these days because watching the Cowboys train wreck and the Mets train wreck in real time
is
like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Especially when it happens in the same weekend. It's like you can't have a better weekend than watching the Mets and Cowboys lose game after game, Paul. It's the best.
It is. But they should shut down Wheeler only unless, Aaron Nola is coming back.
Which he is slated to. Now, I think he has one more rehab tomorrow, and then if he gets through that, we'll probably see him this coming weekend, maybe Sunday. So, yeah, if Nola's good, I think it's the right time to just give Wheeler a few weeks of rest here.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you guys putting me on.
What's your guess for the doctor?
I would say Zhivago, because I would think that's a word that he would like to say.
It does sound like a word.
Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, it does sound like a word.
Sounds like a word he would butcher.
But I didn't.
Well, you're right. I'm proud of you.
I remember, who was that? Omar Sharif played Dr. Zhivago.
Okay. You know your doctors.
Yeah, that was a good movie back in the day.
Paul, good guess, not it. Hugh, it's 112. I mean, this is...
112.
I mean, we need an answer, correct answer.
We might as well give a fourth clue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nobody got it with the first couple clues I gave.
It's 112.
No, we've established that.
We're still here.
This dude will be featured prominently in the new Marvel movie that's coming out.
All right, so now we've got
the next big Marvel movie that's coming out.
So he's going to be featured prominently in the next big Marvel movie.
That should give it away right
there. Okay, and we'll find it out. All right, let's talk to Matt in Prospect Park. Hey, Matt.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
don't
Matt.
Disappoint me, Matt.
I mean, I can say it right now. I can say the answer. I had it 2 hours ago, but let's go for it. He wants to build up to it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he got it.
Dr. Doom.
You got it.
I caught
it. I knew he had it.
You pushed him. You challenged him.
He absolutely had it.
Matt said, I caught him off the porch. He couldn't let that one stop.
Yeah.
I will not back down. But that's why I like this show.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. That was
Matt, well, we're happy to have you in the league. Great stuff. All right, Matt for Prospect Park. Officially the first entry. I guess second because Andy won last year. But our first entry this year in the fantasy league. All right, Matt, what are you thinking on the quarterback list?
Well, I had the quarterback list. And I think that, Kyle's tough. He really makes you, sharpen your points.
You mean I screen phone calls? God forbid.
So I think the Jalen rating is kind of whack because here's what I think. Okay, so the people that did the Athletic, that were on the Athletic, whatever, they're bored, they're anonymous people. They're all executives, right?
So it's executives and coaches, because one of the quotes saw was from a current offensive coordinator.
Fair enough. I just feel like, I was listening to the podcast with Howie, and I feel like there's this veneration of Howie, and I'm not taking anything away from Howie. I just feel like people are displacing the excellence of Jalen onto Howie. And these are folks that don't play. They don't play ball. They don't ball. They're not on the field. And I just feel like, I don't know, man. I've got enough corporate bro culture. I'd rather just. Howie's great. Don't get me wrong. Howie is awesome. But I think that people are shifting the respect that should be given to Jalen onto Howie because the team is so good, because the roster is so well constructed. I think that's a problem, man.
I think it's an interesting angle. Here's what I would say about it. Matt, I think Howie deserves a lot of credit for finding a franchise quarterback you can win a Super Bowl with in the second round, right? That doesn't happen very often.
No doubt.
But I also think Jalen working out allowed Howie to create this roster. If Jalen doesn't work out, this roster isn't what it is. Once they realized Jalen could play, they knew they had a cheap quarterback. So they said, let's go get A.J. Brown and pay him $100 million because we don't have to pay our quarterback that much money. So it's almost like they go hand in hand. Howie wouldn't be getting this praise if he didn't hit on Jalen. But then, Jalen needs Howie as well. I see both sides of it.
No, it's symbiotic.
Yeah.
Hugh, what do you think?
I mean, I'm with it. I have a lot of thoughts about this. And when you said that, it was funny because, yesterday when I was at the Eagles practice and I was coming up and they were kind of introducing the players and they were talking about different players on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was ironic to your point, Matt, that Howie's name was mentioned in the same breath as the players, because that's the way it's that's by design. It's no accident that, when you talk about the history of Howie Roseman and how, when Chip Kelly put him on the back burner, how when he came back stronger than ever, and he is the architect of this team, and they let you know that every chance that they get.
Yeah, and I get your point, Matt, and the players are the ones on the field. I do think it is fair to point out he's won Super Bowls now with two different coaches and two different quarterbacks. That's pretty rare in the NFL.
No doubt. I think I first started thinking about this when Howie's name kept coming up on your guys's whatever your lists are. Your
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Matt, I voted Howie on mine. Last week, afternoon show had their Mount Rushmores that Hugh famously did not vote on and then blamed Spike.
It was an aggressive email.
I respect you for abstaining from that.
It was aggressive.
No, but
email.
I. the email was too aggressive. I listened to it. I felt the aggression.
There was no aggression. We all know this. No, but Matt, he was on mine. Howie was on my Mount Rushmore. So I get it. I get where you're coming from.
I just think that's kind of a BS move to put we're talking about athletes, are we not? I mean,
so if I went back to Spike's original email, he did not specify athletes. So then I thought, I thought the people that made the franchise what it is today. So I have to think back to mine. I think I had I think my Mount Rushmore of Eagles since 1975 was Howie, Andy, Kelsey, Dawkins. I think that's how I did mine.
So you're skewing very corporate on this. Very
corporate. Very corporate. Very corporate. I didn't put Reggie. I mean, Reggie won with the Packers. He didn't win here. I mean, it's not easy to pick four Eagles since 1975. I mean,
no, it's true. But yeah. I thought it was symptomatic that Howie was like so. And then I heard the podcast, which I thought was very interesting. Howie's obviously a neat guy, but like. To me, like, this disrespect for Jalen is kind of like a displaced, like, veneration for Howie. That's kind of my point.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one that feels that way. Yeah, because usually the quarterback is the one that gets the most credit, and we don't have a situation like that. Matt, good phone call, and congratulations for being in the league. September 3rd, McGurk's in Royersford. Matt is in, and we're excited to have you there and part of the league this year. It sounds like Matt knows ball, so he's going to be fun to have in. Let me I got to throw something out off of Matt's point. So Matt kind of thinks that it's moved too far to like it's all about Howie and not about the quarterback, right? If you had to pick one to keep.
That's by design.
No, but I'm asking you, if you had to pick one to keep.
Howie's done a phenomenal job.
If you had to keep one and the other one has to leave tomorrow, Jalen or Howie? I keep Howie.
I think...
Hold on. Jalen Hurts or Howie Roseman?
Well, I'm just going off his point.
Is this a joke?
Well, I asked the question. I would keep Howie.
Of course you would. Anyone with a brain would. I can't even believe we're thinking about this.
I don't think
everyone agrees with you, Kyle.
No, because I think we could do without Howie.
Oh, my.
I think so. I think because
you're making me sick.
The formula is already there.
But he's the one that does the formula.
He is, who did he get the formula from?
Well,
let me say this. The formula, he has perfected the serum.
Yes.
But the groundwork is already there. The foundation is there. You just need somebody that can come in and have the vision.
But it's ever evolving. Like 3 years from now, the whole roster will be different.
No, Howie does it. Like Howie came in and he's been very innovative.
Come on, man, this is crazy.
No, but I would probably keep the QB.
I would keep Howie.
We just had a conversation about who's more valuable, Howie Roseman or Patrick Mahomes.
Because listen,
and now we're keeping Jalen over Howie Roseman.
No, listen, Howie's done a good job, and when you talk about it from that perspective,
he's done a phenomenal job.
Are you gonna let me finish before you jump all over me like a bunch of crickets? I'm getting tired of it.
I'm getting tired of it.
Howie's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, he's put himself in that, but that's also by design.
What does that mean by design?
Because like it. When Matt called in and he said that, it just dawned on me when I was walking in the building how Howie has put himself on the same plane as the players. That is like how many other GMs do you hear about?
Very few.
That's what I'm
saying. But he's earned that.
No, I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah. Hold on.
But that's by design.
Hold on. We went through that quarterback tier list. You said you were comfortable with Hurts in tier two. You know who's tier 1.1 of general managers?
Howie
Roseman.
How many other
This isn't a debate.
What about Brett Veach?
I can't even believe we're doing this right now.
What about Brett Veach?
He's two, maybe. Brett Veach is two. Yes, Hugh.
Howie Roseman
is the best GM in the league by far.
How many Super Bowls has Brett Veach went to and won?
Come on, man.
He's been to 5-1-3.
Let me tell you.
So Howie's better.
Yes. I think Howie's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. Brett Veach
has the better quarterback.
Brett Veach.
And the coach.
Brett Veach. Like, we could. I'm just saying, Howie put himself in this position. And that's why we talk about Howie the way that we do.
For all the people who were yelling at us for the Hurts thing, they're now turning this around on you and telling you you're tripping.
I'm not telling you I'm tripping. I'm just telling the truth.
No, they're telling you you're tripping.
Howie.
All the Hurts people are telling you you're tripping.
Listen
on the
to
Howie
what I'm saying.
It's way easier to find another Jalen than another Howie. That's the way I would do it.
But this is by design.
I don't know what the design means.
Okay, since y'all forget, when Chip Kelly got here and put Howie in the closet.
Yeah.
Howie made it, he made for sure that would never happen again.
Yeah, of course.
Howie made himself just as relevant as the players by putting himself out there.
But he does it by winning.
But he's the only GM, out of all the GMs you could think of, who's the GM for the Rams?
Les Snead.
Okay, good pull out there. But anyway, my point is this.
Most of them don't appear on podcasts.
Yeah, they're not that visible.
No,
they play the background.
Howie's
front and center.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I knew what you meant. I'm just being silly.
Yeah, I know. That was a good pull.
Yeah,
though.
But most are behind the scenes.
Yes.
Yeah, right. They're not
Up front.
They're not getting, the caller there was referencing, I believe part of my take had Howie on, right?
Yes.
Like most national podcasts, huge podcasts, don't invite Les Snead on. They don't invite Brett Veach on as much.
Howie's very personable.
Yes, he'll talk.
He's very, very personable.
And he's obviously very comfortable in how good he is now. I mean, Howie 10 years ago was a little more reserved.
No, I just think Howie is an evil genius. Now, don't get me wrong. I think he's an evil genius. And what Howie was able to do and able to accomplish after the Chip Kelly era has been phenomenal.
Well, I think there's a similarity between Howie and Jalen. Jalen got benched in the title game.
Yeah,
like they both were down and they came back.
And think about it like this, man. When Brandon talked about him and Howie's come to Jesus.
Oh, in the Miami game, yeah, in 2011.
And Howie, like he cleaned it up. But when you look at the career that Brandon Graham had and the time when Howie told him, hey, man, you we're tied together. That right there, when you look at Brandon's numbers compared to other guys' numbers that played the same time, if you're being honest, he shouldn't have still been here. But he was able to be here and became one of the most beloved Eagles of all time. It doesn't happen like that.
Well, that's for sure. Well, no. I mean, the two of them, they worked out together for a long time. 215-592-9494. All right, well, check in with you people. I wonder what they're talking about today.
We already know.
Well, we've spoken about a lot of things. We also have, how about this? Shots fired at Hugh by a 15-year-old girl? We'll talk about this story next. I love this one. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer on the MVP race. MVP quarterback, maybe the guy in Kansas City wins another one, bounces back this year, or perhaps a third for the guy down in Baltimore. Crown your champion in August, a repeat by the Birds. There's some good odds there. Or parlay your division winner dark horses. I kind of like Tennessee to bounce back from last place. Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, hot takes, your calls, your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now. Because FanDuel's future is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
That's why I hate having
this. Is this about us and you people, Hugh and the people, Hugh and the girl that
just
roasted him?
Everybody in general.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good message. Why can't we be friends? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We've had a lot of different little things in the show pop up today. The one that popped up 5 minutes ago that I think almost caused Kyle to leave the show early. Hurts Howie, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the caller brought up that he thinks Howie gets too much credit, Hurts not enough. So, I mean, I thought the natural question was to ask if you can only have one, who would you take? I take Howie. You take Hurts. Kyle screams.
Yeah, I think, because I just think the foundation is already laid. We could still probably have success without a Howie.
Yeah, but in 3 years, then what happens? It's just the whole thing moves so fast. They'll all be gone,
well,
these guys.
I think good GMs always have a good protege, because that's basically what Howie was. And Howie took an idea, a concept, and he built off of that. Like I said, he tweaked the formula, and he's done a tremendous job doing that. But I just think it's kind of ironic that he's woven himself into the Eagles fabric the way that he has.
So you know what I think it is? It used to be in the NFL, the coach and the coach or quarterback, right? That was one of the two was responsible. Like, you know, whether it be Don Shula, Dan Marino, or or at least one of the two would get in the credit.
Mm-hmm.
In New England, it was always the debate, Brady or Belichick. Here, it's the GM.
Yeah.
Because we've had two different Super Bowls with two different coaches and quarterbacks. So it's not like one.
And that's part of the narrative. That's definitely part of the narrative. It shouldn't be a debate here.
Well, because he's the driving force of the team.
I don't know how Hugh Douglas can tell us on Friday with a straight face that this team would win 11 games and go to the playoffs with Tanner McKee.
With a straight-ass face and not make it to the Super Bowl.
Yet we can get Howie Rosen out of here, keep Jalen, and everything's just going to
be
fine.
Well, because you don't understand what I'm saying, Kyle.
Clearly, I don't.
Yeah, and I was trying to explain it to you, but you
then
get
then we jumped
sore.
On you. Yep. Because it's outrageous.
Like a bunch of crickets.
Because it's a
like
joke.
Like a bunch of crickets. No, what I'm saying is the foundation for this organization, it's already been laid. So now you just have to get somebody that's going to usher this team into the next era. Howie's not going to be here forever, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the way, like, we talk about it all the time, the way this organization is run from top to bottom.
Yeah.
They do a tremendous job. And shout out to the, you know, for yesterday, the practice that they had. They raised a ton of money for the Eagles Autism Organization, which is super great.
They do an amazing job with that.
The way the organization is ran, it was ran early, like, because I was here at the beginning, and I saw, like, you saw how it was when I got here and how, what it's turned into. Howie's a piece of that, big piece of that.
He's the piece.
But, I see, that's where you lose me.
Well, I just think you're underselling, like, by saying that Howie could go, but the foundation's already been laid. Didn't the Patriots do that with Belichick?
No.
Oh, the foundation's laid.
Just get the next guy in, the next quarterback. I'm not trying to undersell it, but the Patriots did that in a way where, you know, they've got their down years now. The Eagles are riding high right now because they have a great scouting department. And they have great individuals that work for their organization. So, say if Howie took a respite, I still think the organization would be fine because they've been doing this. They've been a relevant organization for decades now.
I think it'd be easier to find a replacement for Hurts than Howie.
I think that the replacement for Howie would probably come from in-house.
Yeah, but
doesn't mean it's going to go well.
No,
I think it would have a better chance to go well because of all the personnel that you have around.
I think we've seen them have different quarterbacks and win and different coaches and win. Yeah, we've seen it. Like, as much as, Jalen is a good player and he's having, this is the best part of his career, just won the Super Bowl. If the Eagles 3 years from now have a different quarterback, they'll probably still win a lot of games.
Yeah, Howie's won without Jalen with an entirely different team. Yes, Jalen's only ever won with Howie.
And coach, different coach and quarterback. It's why he's a Hall of Famer and Jalen's not there yet.
I give you that.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, I mean, I think it's right. Not yet. He's got work to do.
He's got a little work to do.
You could argue how he could have been a Hall of Famer without Jalen.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. I don't know we're on the same page, but
I think it's pretty clear to me the Eagles would move on from Jalen before Howie.
That Brett Veach is not, that Howie's a better GM than Brett Veach is crazy, though.
He is.
Okay. 5-2.
But
they didn't have Patrick Mahomes. We're not even talking.
But Veach has Andy Reid.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Wait, is it more impressive to win?
But see, now we're arguing semantics.
Well,
now.
No.
That's
no,
just
no.
like
Those
saying if what's his name? Nick Sirianni didn't have Howie, he wouldn't win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't.
We're arguing semantics now.
No, that's just probably a fact.
We're arguing semantics.
Do you think easier to win a Super Bowl with Andy Reid or Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni?
I think it took Andy a while to grow into who he was.
But now. Andy.
It took him a while to grow into who he was. And let's not act like we believe that Nick Sirianni was the right guy for the job.
But if 5 years ago, if you could have chosen, if you were a GM, you're in charge, I could have Andy Reid as my coach or Sirianni or Doug. Andy.
Without a doubt.
Right. And you could have Mahomes or Jalen.
I take Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Veach has those things.
Okay. We'll just agree to disagree on this.
Now, you can give Veach credit for Mahomes.
No, I mean, because you talk about who's in, what they call it, the worm or whatever. You two guys got the worm.
Huh?
Y'all got the worm. But y'all got the worm.
What worm for who? Howie?
For Howie.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the best in the sport.
I will gladly have the Howie Rose worm.
He is not the best. He is one of the best GMs in the sport.
I think he's the best. Okay. I mean, he's way more definitively the best GM than Hurts is the best quarterback.
Okay.
It's not even a debate.
Okay.
But what am I giving Veach credit for?
What are you giving credit for? Because he went to 5 Super Bowls and won 3.
Right, because his coach and his quarterback.
But he's a part of that. And who gave him the formula?
Andy.
So, okay. It's cool.
No, I know, I understand. I'm just trying to understand how Veach is better because he just wins because this rings.
I mean, because that's what we're talking about. Well, how is Howie better because he went to 3 Super Bowls, right? It's the same. To me, it's the same
thing. I give Howie a lot of credit for going with two coaches, neither of which I know people are going to be mad at this. I don't think either are elite coaches. They're good. I love Doug. I've grown to like Nick, especially the last year. I've grown to like and appreciate him now. Nick Sirianni's not going to like X's and O's his way to anything. And he's won with 2 quarterbacks in Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, who no one would say are like all timers yet.
Okay.
I mean, Nick obviously will never. Nick's done now.
I give you that.
And Jalen's not looked that way. So, like, who else am I giving the credit to?
Okay. I give you that.
I'm just trying to, like, Howie's got to get the credit for it. Otherwise, I don't know who else would.
Never mind.
Let's go to Big Al in Blackwood. And then we got to talk about this quote from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Big Al, what's up?
Big Al is here.
You're here, Big Al. What's up?
All right.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
What's up, Al?
We're good.
It is a beautiful day in South Jersey.
Well, I'm excited to get outside. We've been in the studio for a few hours, so I'm excited to get outside when the show ends. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Well, I got nothing controversial for you.
Okay.
I just want to say kudos to Rob Thompson on the way he's handled the bullpen with the Rangers. I mean, a couple times he could have brought Duran in, but he stuck with his older relievers that we've had on the team, and I think Duran has given the bullpen relievers a great boost in morale. I think they see what Duran can do. They figure they can go out there and do the same thing.
Yeah, but Al, it's weird, but it's true. It's made everyone better. Everyone is pitching better since he got here. I think part of it is they're a little bit more. The pecking order is kind of gone to where they're in more comfortable spots, like the seventh and eighth inning. They don't have to throw Romano out there for the ninth. It's real. They've been, as a bullpen since the trade deadline, they've been excellent. Not just Duran, all of them.
Yes. And I want to say about platooning. I think what Rob Thompson is doing with the platooning is good also. I mean, if you got a guy that hits right-handed bat, pitching good, put him in. If you got a guy that's hitting left-handed, pitching good, put him in. Switch. I like that. You know, you can't always go with the same guy all the time because maybe he's a fan favorite. You know,
Big Al, it is working. Now, last week I didn't love it because I want to see Bader play most days, but it's working. They have hit in the outfield since the trade deadline. And even Saturday, Al, Castellanos didn't play, and Kepler did, and it worked.
It did work. And I want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. When Bader got hit with that pitch, I believe that was a purpose pitch. I think that was a payback for him robbing the Rangers.
I didn't think of that. I mean, if it is, uh-huh. I think that's a bad job by the Rangers. Payback for robbing a home run, that would be a lot.
That's my opinion. So
there you have it.
But anyway, I've lost $4 in the last 4 days. I bet $1 on the Eagles with my daughter.
You're like you.
She won.
I won two. I won $100 though.
You bet two.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet.
And I bet I lost $3 on the Rangers. I give my daughter the choice. She's a diehard Phillies fan. And I always tell her, you know, that they're playing a good team, they're playing a bad team, whatever. And she sticks with, she's a diehard Phillies fan, so she sticks with them. So I've lost $4 in the last 4 days.
Well, you can win it back. You got four more days.
You got time.
Big Al. You got Phillies game tonight. Big Al, good phone call. I think people are getting inspiration from your smaller bets.
I mean, you know what? It's low risk, high reward. You just got to put them parlettes together.
Yeah.
We got me a Mr. Five-Leg Parlette over here.
But it was four.
I know.
It was five.
Well, one was voided.
Well, but I was still winning, though. They just decided not to pay me.
Well, no.
They voided because they were scared.
The game was suspended.
Mr. Five-Leg Parlette.
You think the people over at the sports are said, we got to cancel this game. We're going to pay you, Douglas.
Yeah, they got to pay me. That'd have been about, what, 20 more bucks?
Yeah.
But I'm going to hit another one. I'm feeling real good about myself. Now I'm about to put some more money in the coffers.
Okay. Before we go any further, we did mention there was a story where it seems like you may have been clowned by a 15-year-old girl. Do you want to hear about this?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Why are y'all laughing?
I mean, come on.
This made me laugh, your reaction. Okay. So there was a story in the Philadelphia Inquirer this weekend.
Wait a minute, what'd she say first?
Well, okay, I'll tell you. So people, as they were going into the open practice yesterday, were asked, what do you think about this, you know, what's going on with the story of this potential dome, right? The Eagles, you know, sending out that survey with the idea of maybe getting a new stadium down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So a 15-year-old South Jersey native named Ashley Griffin, she was one of the people that gave a response. And here's what she said. Now, she didn't specifically name you, but I could hear that she was talking about you by the quote. Okay. Quote, I definitely don't want a new stadium. There was already the Sixers with their drama of it. It's definitely unnecessary. I absolutely don't want a dome. It helped us with the Rams in the playoffs. I think the snow is part of the game. If you can't play in the cold, then you're weak. You're not a real football player. You shouldn't be able to play in all weather. That sounded to me like she was cooking you because you don't want to be cold anymore.
I have questions. Okay. How old is Ashley again?
15.
15.
Yeah.
How many snow games has she played in?
Well, I think you need to just take the high road here.
She would. She would attend the game in the cold. You're too scared to.
She would attend the game in the cold.
You want warmth.
Well, your whole thing was that you didn't like doing the pregame show because you were cold.
Well, no, I'm trying to, like, listen, and Ashley, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm just trying to figure out how many football games, number one, you've played in.
So is this the line, if you can't play in the cold, then you're weak, you're not a real football player?
I think that one's stung.
No.
That one's stung.
No. I'm just, that's a strong take for somebody.
She's right.
That has never. I'm assuming has never played football.
You would
in the
think
cold.
You
he
would
sounds
have to
like a future WIP host to me. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm just like that's a strong take.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I guess that's fine.
I just want you to know that if you want a dome, you're weak and not a real football player.
And guess what? Actually, it's about to happen. You know, you ever heard that saying? It's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Mm-hmm.
This is this situation, and so as I sit here, Ms. Griffin, in my infinite wisdom, this is about to happen. And I'm going to sit. I'm not going to have to say I told you so. I'm just going when we walk in to do our show by what?
She's
six,
all
seven,
think it might happen.
She's not
seven,
saying
seven,
it's
eight,
not
going to
happen. There's no I told you so.
I'm just saying. This would definitely be an I told you so.
You can't I told you so. The dome?
Yes, I can.
We all know it's going to happen.
No.
We're just angry about it.
Have you been on this show? Listen. I can debate this.
You
and
know,
I can,
you will,
I
but it's not appropriate, and it's not going to fall on deaf ears.
When has it ever stopped me before from being inappropriate?
That's true.
Or appropriate, or whichever one it is.
Yeah, but yeah.
We did have the doorknob incident this morning.
Whatever, which one it is. They ain't never stopped me before from sitting here and standing on business, Miss Ashley. Let me know when you plan a weather or cold weather game.
She had a nerve.
Yeah,
she had a nerve.
That hurt a little bit.
It should.
Man, that hurt a little bit.
You're not a real football player.
She was one more line away from saying you're not a real man. I mean, we were that close.
If they build this new stadium, Hugh is out of
the
Hall of Fame.
In your face, Ashley, we going to build a stadium. Well, a dome. We build a dome.
What's we?
Well,
what's we? You out there with a construction hat on?
You're not involved.
I'm triggered.
Not involved.
You are so hurt. All right, let's hear from you people.
No. You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, it's sponsored by New Jersey Human Services. Don't let something as dangerous as fentanyl take you from friends. Stay in the picture and stay away from fentanyl. Learn the risks of this mortal drug at stayinthepick.nj.gov. You know how we occasionally lose Hugh?
Yeah.
Well, around 12:30 today, we hit the Hertz thing, and we lost the chat. Because then it was just an endless debate between, you know, amongst themselves about the Jalen Hurts thing. Except when Hugh took it a bridge too far, and they all united against him when he said that he would keep Hurts over Howie Rose.
That was surprised. That's their line. We found their line.
We found their line.
I just thought it was funny how, you know, he gets as many accolades as, like, the actual players. But
well, it's not that funny.
People
get it. We got an all caps. What the bleep is Hugh talking about?
Evergreen.
All caps is tough, man. Shame on you, Hugh Douglas.
Wow, you got shamed.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
This one's unrelated.
Okay.
Why are you guys always laughing? This is serious.
It's not.
It's not.
That's the whole.
It's actually not.
That's why we laugh, because it's not that serious.
What is serious? We're debating lists of players.
This is before the list. This is the Philly stuff. Oh. Believe it or not. Yeah.
Well, the Wheeler thing is we want
it's
him to be
healthy. Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. But, like, you know. But again.
But Castellanos and if he plays or not, it's really. Right.
And I also don't think we were laughing at Wheeler's injury.
No, we definitely
we were probably laughing
that.
At Hugh talking about the doorknob thing.
That was what we were laughing at.
That's not serious.
Rhea was snorting.
They're 19 games above 500, Joe. Shut up.
I know the standings. Yeah. I recognize how many wins they have.
Shut up.
Zach Wheeler threw 89 miles an hour yesterday, guys. I'm not going to shut up.
It was like 90. It was like 90, what, 2? 94?
94 on the four-seamer.
Well, see, what, 89?
But the home run to Jock Peterson was 89 over the middle. 89 over the middle?
Not good.
Jock Peterson, who's totally out of shape, crushed that ball.
Young Jock.
What do we think about this new nickname for Chris in Middletown, Mr. Spelling Bee?
It works. Did we ever find out? Did he spell healthy correctly?
Yes, he did. He did. He got it.
That's good.
Just sometimes you got to double check.
Yep.
Is Hugh Douglas available to potentially fill in for Landon Dickerson?
That wouldn't work out well.
Not
the guy doesn't
want to
play in the cold.
I'm always curious about when people try to make the fat jokes. What do they look like?
I don't know if that was a fat joke. I think they're wondering if you're in football shape.
Yeah, I thought they meant you're strong.
Well, first of all, no, because we've taken pictures with Landon.
Well, hold on. They're not asking Joe or I to fill in for Landon.
He can't play guard. I look like.
Do you think if you were trained to, you could have played offensive line?
No.
Why?
Because.
It's a mirror of the other one.
Yeah. Now, offensive line, usually offensive linemen are guys that can't play defense.
Oh,
that's the truth.
It's a shot.
It's the truth.
This is like the corners are corners because they can't catch things.
Yeah.
Right? Like if they were catch, they play wide receiver.
Like you know, yeah.
That's kind of shots fired.
Yeah. No, it's the truth. No, Landon's a hell of a guy. I like him a lot. But yeah, that's the truth.
You would have had to play tackle or center, though. You're not tall enough for you don't have to play guard or center. You weren't tall enough for tackle.
No, I probably had to do one of those.
How's this for a you people take? Mm-hmm. Wheeler is mentally checked out ever since he set his own retirement date.
Wow. That's
I don't think that is strong.
I think his shoulder's sore, guys. I think he's hurt.
Stronger than any take we've had.
I know. That's a big one.
Yep. As soon as Hughes Clues started, we got an oh no.
Today was a little tame. It was a lot tamer than I thought it would be.
Well, I actually thought we got a lot of good guesses. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People didn't get it till the end, but people weren't lost on the topic. They followed what you were trying to get.
And occasionally we get some know the show answers. Somebody guessed Dr. Seuss because of the appearance from Hugh as Dr. Seuss not too long ago. Remember with the rice?
It can be long or short. Oh, no. It can be thick or thin. It could be you just white, wanted to brown, play black. That. Or even yellow.
Yep.
You just wanted to play that course, track.
Wait, was that a?
It was about rice.
That was rice. Was it jasmine rice or one of the rices? It could be long
really
or short.
Did we really do a Hughes Clues?
It could be thick or thin.
Yes, we did.
And somebody
white,
guessed
brown,
pasta.
Black,
or even yellow. Because I gave those clues and somebody guessed
and
pasta.
Somebody guessed pasta.
Someone wants to know why we're laughing. We spent an entire show trying to get people to guess rice.
Rice, yeah. That's Hughes' fault. The things that pop into his head. I mean.
Yeah, it's true.
Every day.
At his control.
One more thing. He was like the senile guy at the old folks' home. You never know what he's talking about, but he's happy, so we leave him alone.
He's happy.
I don't have a problem with that.
As long as you're happy, buddy.
Like, strangely, I don't have a problem with that.
He's good with that. All right, we appreciate you people today. Our Twitter question, of course, was sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Final tally on today for Aaron. It's still sitting pretty at 83%. Say no to Aaron.
No good.
And you know what? Since we're here, you know Aaron had the right guess.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he guessed.
Didn't he make the guess earlier?
Well, he made a guess, but then he came back.
So you can't get a second.
I didn't respond to it, but just make him feel good. He had respond.
So you ignored him.
Yeah, I mean, I ignored everybody.
I think I muted him on Twitter. So
you're missing all the selfie videos.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
I can't take them anymore.
Max in South Philly, what's up? Max, what's up? All good, Max. What's up?
Just basically want to touch on a couple of things. I understand the inconsistencies with this grading, though, that we're doing. We're saying, oh, they never made it to the Super Bowl. Oh, this person did make it to the Super Bowl. But Jalen been there twice with two separate coaches. He played very well, if you ask me, in the first game. A couple of mistakes here and there, but I don't think he's the reason why we lost the game. Then in the Super Bowl this year, which I agree with you, Q, is, you know, a big factor in how we should be grading these quarterbacks. Kansas City did everything they could to stop Saquon. Mm-hmm. So who had to step up?
Jalen.
Jalen Hurts.
And
who did without even a hesitation and crushed it? Jalen. Like, I don't understand why he's below Justin Herbert. What has Justin Herbert done? C.J. Stroud, what has he done? Jaden Daniels, yeah, he has the potential, but are we using potential as a factor to grade these?
So I agree with you on Stroud and Herbert. The Daniels thing, based on just 1 year, taking the Commanders to the NFC title game is pretty darn impressive.
Oh, I'm not saying it's not impressive, but all you ever hear is what has he done? What he needs to do more. He needs to do more. He had a phenomenal year. I'm not taking away that from Jaden Daniels, but it's been 1 year. And in the NFC Championship, the biggest game in the NFL, you know, that he has been to so far. Mm-hmm. He didn't even, you know, he looked garbage. I mean, I understand our defense was lights out, but still, like, I just don't understand these lists. It seems like potential seems to be a factor.
Sometimes. I also think that what's around the player is a big factor, and that's why people get annoyed at it, right? Like, Daniels doesn't have as much around him as Hurts, and I think that's probably why he's ranked higher. All right, afternoon show is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.